In all our studies so far in Hebrews chapter 11, I have had you turn to the Old Testament historical background passages that deal with the passage that Hebrews 11 deals with. This morning, I cannot have you do that. So I will have you open your Bibles, if you would, please, to Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll all stay on the same page. That'll be a first. Hebrews chapter 11. The reason you can't turn to the historical background of the verse or the passage that I have before you is because there is none. Everything that we have done so far in our studies has taken an action that these Old Testament saints performed, such as Noah building a boat, an ark, Abraham and Isaac and leaving, or Abraham leaving for a place, and Sarah having faith to conceive. See, they've all been actions that they've done. Our passage this morning pretty much deals with something that they didn't do. And how can you have a historical account of something that never happened? So we are going to stay right here in Hebrews chapter 11 and look at verses 13 through 16. What I want to do this morning is go through here somewhat quickly, give you some interpretational aids to understanding the passage, and then spend a little bit of time, of course that's preacher talk, in the application of these things. Verse 13 begins this way: "These all died in faith." First thing that we must do is determine who the "these all" are. The immediate context takes us back to our study of last week with Sarah being able to have strength in order to bring forth a child. So certainly she is involved, and she didn't do that all by herself. There was Abraham, so he is involved. But verse 9 also talks about Isaac and Jacob dwelling in the land with them. And in the context of this passage, I think all four of these are involved here. When it says, "these all died in faith," it's speaking of those four people. Now, each one of the passages that we have looked at began with the words, "by faith." They did something. And this is interesting. It says here, "these all died in faith." In other words, did they believe consequently that they died? That wouldn't be too good. It would not be an impetus for us to be believers. What's interesting is if you were to read this in the original language, the word "by faith" is the Greek word pistis, and it's found what's known as the instrumental case. Their faith became the instrument in their ability to do what God would have them to do. When we come to verse 13, the case changes from the instrumental case to the accusative case. The accusative case is the case of limitation. It sets parameters that it doesn't go beyond this. And there's a preposition that's thrown in here which literally means these all died according to the limitations of faith. In other words, what it's saying is, in context, they were given promises that they had believed. And up to the limitations of their entirety of existence on earth, they never wavered from it. They never chucked it all away. They never said, "oh, what's the use? Why go on?" They were faithful up to the very point of death. That's what the word here literally says. These all died without having departed from the faith. But notice what it says here: not having received the promises. Remember that Abraham was given promise. Back in Genesis chapter 12, God spoke to him, says, "Abraham, I want you to get out of this place. I want you to get away from your family. I want you to go to a place where I will show you. There I'm going to do a number of things. First of all, I'm going to make your name great." Well, that's good. "I'm going to make a great nation out of you." Ooh, I like that. I am...